Thank you, Rob. It's the download here on 720 WGN. In for a quick hour before Anna Stanley's in for Patty Vasquez tonight. The Blackhawks with another win. How about it? 20-8 overall now. The number one seed in the West. Those darn Blues are not getting the message. They're sticking around. But the Blackhawks having a tremendous first half of the season. And you hear it here on 720 WGN. Another big win over the Islanders in New York. So, hey, we're looking good. Looking good. Because it doesn't look so good for the Bulls. They look terrible. They lost to the Timberwolves, and I think it got to them. And in a way, now we're seeing tonight they got their butt kicked to the by the Milwaukee Bucks. Which is, again, I think we made the joke earlier in the week. It was like, hey, beat the big teams. Beat the Cleveland Cavaliers. Make sure you beat the Miami Heat, San Antonio Spurs. And it's okay if you lose to the Bucks. It's okay if you lose to the Timberwolves. And that's what we're going to see all year long. It's going to be a 500 team that wins big games and loses bad ones. So that's all. Like I said, here comes Christmas. And the NBA doesn't start till after Christmas, so we'll see where they're at. And they're going to be 500, which is hilarious because you'd be like, so yay? It's like we're ready to start. All right, so we're with you till 11 o'clock tonight, and it is Thursday, so we thought tonight we would just get right into the swap meet. This, of course, is the segment we do every Thursday night. Greg Flamm at DuPage Picker, where we have you guys call in, 312-981-7200. And you know what? Let's do it. Let's play the swap
meet. It's time for swap meet. Oh, yeah, here we go. Oh, another man's junk is another man's treasure, like a gold tape measure. When you were a kid and your fingers in your nose, today you're a picker. Oh, it could be comic books or silverware. As long as it's old, has no mold, there's value there. It's time for Swap Meet with Justin Kaufman.
And Greg Flamm, he's in studio. Greg, good to see you.
Good to see you, Justin. Thanks for having me.
The swap meet, of course, we do every Thursday night here. 312-981-7200. This is a place for you to call up and grab and brag about your Chicago junk, your memorabilia, what you have stored in the garage, and maybe worth something. Greg is the guy who can tell you if it's worth something, and we love the experience of sussing it out of you.
Right.
That's the fun part about this.
We had a good one last week.
Yeah,
the poster, $1,250 poster.
A $1,250 poster. And we found out that my Alyssa Milano New Jersey Devils $7.
$7, yeah. Plus shipping.
Well, and it still has the little pushpin holes in it on all the ads, so that doesn't help.
Right, or the Scotch tacky putty.
So 312-981-7200, you can text or call. Well, we're getting in the holiday spirit here, the holiday season, and there's nothing better than holiday junk. I mean, that's something that you think about. There's so much that goes around bringing the old ornaments out or the thing, or decorations for the house and the lawn. There's a lot of that stuff.
Yep, it's year-round. I mean, it sells year-round anyway online. And I brought in some kind of staples to Christmas season.
All right, what do you got?
Okay, so let's start with the Marshall Field mistletoe stuffed animal, this guy. And almost probably every other household had one of those.
Really?
But they're still worth. I mean, some of them, like mint condition, can go upwards of $100.
For the bear?
Stuffed animal bear, yeah. It's crazy. It's Marshall Field stuff. Then we have the Hallmark. Every year they put out these commemorative, they're called Jingle Pals.
Mm-hmm.
And they, you press the button.
You can hear it, yeah.
And they're animated, some light up, you know. And these can go anywhere from 25 to 150, depending on the year and how many they made. So I brought in one of those. And then, you have in the showcase right here, some of those like animated, they're Telco or Mr. Christmas.
Look at this. Ooh.
That's a Scrooge. Sorry.
Oh, yeah.
By the mic, but his
look at that.
His arms and head
moving.
Flicker flame light. But Telco is kind of the most popular brand with these. They're like from the 1990s. Mr. Christmas was another brand that made them. But if you look in your showcase right out here, you have a couple kind of like this out there. So
look at this thing. This is
And this is the Scrooge one. It's a little bit more rare than some of the others.
Yeah.
But they had to make at least 15 to 20 different variations.
Characters of
some
sort.
They have some that are Santa, you know, at a computer. Some are
it's
Santa
eerie.
Doing his list. Yeah,
it's
different
very
things.
It's animatronic. It's very like miniature size, like
Disney
Pirates
right,
of the
right.
Caribbean kind of thing. You know.
You know, and when you look at it, it's like that's 1960s or 70s, but it's actually 1992.
That's a 1992.
92, yeah. But they look like they're so old.
Yeah.
You know? But anyway, they're collectible, and that one is probably 60 to 150.
Wow.
So, yeah. So just brought in some staples. Hopefully it sparks some conversation here.
Yeah, that is a... Okay, so there's so a lot of it is around sort of the characters and the different sort of dolls and
and brand
yard
name, like
things.
Telco. People collect all the different Telco? Animated. That's what this is. Telco is the brand. Huh. And they collect, you know, the different... characters.
The biggest thing I have when it comes to Christmas is, you know, I've got the old Rankin and Bass almost ceramic dolls.
Okay.
Not dolls, but like, you know, you put on the table kind of thing. And one of them is Santa Claus, one of them is Rudolph, whatever. And I always, at the end, I always feel like when I pull them out that this will be the year that I break the one.
Exactly. I read your mind.
You know, because if I don't have Santa, the whole thing's worthless.
Right, right.
And so I feel like that's just. And the second best thing I have is a hamburger ornament. Just cool.
Okay,
just cool,
yeah, there you go.
So there's a lot going on over at the Kaufman household.
Yeah, you know, and everyone's got like the Chicago Bears ornaments, of course, or, you know, Sox, whatever, Cubs. So,
all right, 312-981-7200. You can text, you can call. We got some people on the line. JoJo Ann, stay on the line. We will get to you. We'll take a quick break, and we'll come back with Greg, and we will start the swap meet. Stay with us. Love that place, Anderson's Candy Shop. Ever been there?
Never. Right. Never.
Go to Richmond, man. It's fun.
All right.
It's a good time. I spent a number of my days of childhood there.
I hear good things about that peppermint bark. I do. It makes me want to try it.
When you're hitting all the flea markets and the swap meets, they're like, hey, you know what you should check out? That peppermint bark.
Right.
And this Alf lunchbox we found.
I'll bring it and sell it in the lines for those.
Yeah, there you go. Greg Flam in studio at DuPage Picker, 312-981-7200. We're doing a swap meet tonight where we're judging your Chicago memorabilia, you know, sort of assessing your junk, what it's worth. Holiday edition, some really creepy animatronic dolls.
Yep.
The whole time we were in the break, the thing is still moving.
Yeah.
And it's just real smooth.
Yeah,
the
it is.
Scrooge but... doll just keeps... What's out the window?
And that's about all of them do. The arms and the head, that's about it.
I would have added like a button that you could press to be like, bah, humbug.
Right. And they don't, there's no sound on them. It's just light and motion.
Molly, is this going to happen to me? See, you could do all that.
Right.
Maybe, I mean, see, I'll, you know what, I'll reach out to the company, see if they need any voiceover
there
stuff.
There you go.
Let's go to JoJo. JoJo, welcome to the swap meet. What do you want to brag about?
Hi, JoJo.
I have four things. A John F. Kennedy record album.
Okay.
A black and white photo of him, which is like around 11 by 17. I'm looking to sell both of those.
Okay.
Who?
And also,
I missed it. Who?
JFK record. JFK record and a photo. I've seen the records. There's so many of them. They're like $5 to $7. I could tell you that right now.
So it's like his favorite speeches and stuff.
Yeah. If I can identify it with her, it's a beige background with him, and then there's a red background behind JFK.
Yes.
Yeah. Those are really common. I fell for that first time I saw it. I'm like, oh, it's rare. I get it. And then I start seeing them everywhere. So.
What about his photograph?
The photo, I'm not sure on, you know, that obviously there's probably tons of photographs with him, so it's hard.
Yeah.
Does he have any writing on it? Was it printed?
No, it's black and white.
It's just a photo, yeah. That's really hard.
Well, it's in the album, I guess. I don't know. It's in the other room. The other thing is what I'm looking to sell or give away, I'm looking to sell, it's a 1957 Kenmore stove. It's the four griddles with the pancake griddle and all that.
Sure. We looked that up during the break, and they're about $250 if you got all the parts, like all the little pans that go around the grills and everything. All the knobs, all that stuff. You should be able to get $250 for that. Obviously, it's heavy to move, so you might get a little less depending, you know, how, if they have to pick it up and how they negotiate that.
Right.
So
I'm trying to figure out where I can't find a buyer to buy that. Also, the the old refrigerators. They revolve back and forth with the egg yolk container. Shelves right in there in the doorway. I got that too. I'm going to sell that.
Okay, yeah, that one I don't know offhand, but yeah, interesting stuff.
All right, thanks, JoJo. Good luck with that.
Where can we reach you at so we can see about selling some stuff?
Well, you know, right now you can reach us on Wednesday nights. We're going to be moving from Thursday to Wednesday night here. I didn't mention that, but you can get Greg at DuPage Picker, both on Facebook and on Twitter. And then you can also find them. You're always, just go to the flea market.
Yep, or email DuPagePicker at Gmail.
Okay, there you go. So. DuPagePicker at gmail.com. But yes, we are moving our Thursday swap meet to Wednesdays starting in 2017.
Yep.
To coincide with the Trump inauguration. We just felt like, you know, Trump was more of a Wednesday guy. So
right.
Like, you know what, swap meet just fits. It fits more
there you
on
go.
A Wednesday. No, we just have a better chance to get these on because Blackhawks like to play on Thursday nights,
yep.
as we found out this fall. All right, so Greg is in studio. Let me get to some of these texts.
Sure.
All right, 331 says, I have a plaster Santa. Is that a misprint in plaster? Is it plastic? I have a plaster Santa 12 inches tall that was in the window display at the Sears store on State and Congress in the 1950s.
There you go.
My dad was an advertising exec at Sears. Boom!
Yeah, all those plastic...
is it plastic or plastic?
I mean, I don't know of any plaster, but a lot of plastic...
it feels like plastic's the right word.
The Noel candles and all the different manger scene characters. Those are very collectible. They're not high dollar, but they have no problem selling. You'll have no problem selling them.
You know, to go back to JoJo for a second, I mean, because I want to stay on the holiday stuff, because it's interesting, but... You know, when you're talking about collector's item appliances, that's got to be hard, right? Because she said, I can't find a buyer. There might be something online that says, hey, this is worth $250, but who's buying a stove?
Right. And like we talked about before, some people have the older record players. They look great in antique shops, but they're so big, so heavy, so, you know, just hard to ship or move that they tend to sit a long time. So,
I remember my buddy, I think we talked about this one time, my buddy got a pinball machine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and he got it, and I don't think he paid for it because they're like, you just take it out of here.
Yeah, if you can get it out of here, sure.
Yeah,
I feel like that's
right. That's really how...
I've heard that before.
That's how any sort of memorabilia of more than 100 pounds works in Chicago.
Yeah.
You can get out of here, it's yours.
Yeah, if I was JoJo, if that thing's not gone in 6 months, I would take the knobs and some of the smaller parts, sell those, easy to ship.
Right.
And just
or
donate.
Or melt them down and see what happens, right?
Fun right.
Fire game. 331 says, no, it's plaster.
Plaster then.
So I don't even know what that like plaster like drywall kind of like that kind of like lacquer like I guess I get it. It's like just sort of like a
obviously
molded Santa.
50s Sears, what they were doing. I don't know if they had other characters in plaster or what they were doing.
I don't know what they were doing, but then they also put asbestos in grade schools at that time.
Right.
All right. So 708 says, greetings, Justin and Greg. I have a July/August 1988 Nintendo Power magazine.
Okay.
Issue number one variant. Instead of reading free poster on the cover, it shows premier issue. It's in excellent condition and includes the Zelda poster still intact inside. These were rarer copies given out to the Nintendo Fun Club members in 1988 and not found on newsstands. Any help would be appreciated. Nintendo is hot for the holidays.
It
listening
sure is.
From
any...
Shit, there's a picture, too, if you want to see the picture.
Okay, yeah.
Take a look at that. I just turned the monitor off, of course. Classic bit. I don't know if you can see it there. I'll blow it up here.
Nice.
Yeah.
No, it's got everything going for it. You got the first issue. You got the Zelda poster. And anything Zelda is hot anyway. Yeah. I've sold a few of those magazines without posters. And they can get, you know, like 12 to 20. But that one being a first issue and Zelda with the poster. I'd have to say 50 to 100. And maybe start as an auction for that and see if it goes up.
That's like a quick happy hour at one of these downtown cocktail bars.
There you go.
You know, you sell that thing you've been holding on since 1988, and you get a couple of really new fashioned old fashions.
Right, and hopefully if he's got that, he's got some other ones too. So hopefully he's got more than that.
All right, 312-981-7200. What do you got? What do you want to brag about? It's the holiday edition of the Swap Meet with Greg Flamm at DuPage Picker in studio. Again, 312-981-7200. We will take a break, and we will get the update on tonight's news with Rob Martier. But again, this is the holiday swap meet. I'm trying to think because I have a couple of ornaments that I feel like, you know, have sort of been passed down from generation to generation. I can't tell if they're collector's items or just junk that my mom made. Like the kind of stuff you're like,
right.
Wow, this looks like it's from the 1930s. Oh, it's from the 90s? Oh, well, that's, that's my bad.
It's hard because I'm not into that, but I know some of the glass ones that were the real thin with the bright colors on them. Those are collectible and can get some decent money. I'm gonna try to find the name.
It's a different segment, but I also had one time where I had to go to an ornament making party.
Okay,
don't get me started. It was just too intense.
Well, it's
I went there for the eggnog and thought I'd have a good time, and it was just everyone was just had their head down, you know, painting stuff.
Yeah, well, it's got to be faster than making one of those paintings that, like, you know, drink some wine and make a painting. It's got to be faster to make an ornament.
Exactly. All right, Greg Glamon Studio.
Right?
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know. I think the ornament party, it blew my mind. I quickly became, like, the odd man out. I was like, nobody wanted to do jokes. Nobody wanted to talk. I was just like, oh, I'm annoying everybody.
Well, crazy glue and Rice Krispie treats, and you're done.
It's a swap meet, 312-981-7200. Greg Flam in studio. He's at DuPage Picker on both Facebook and Twitter, and he is the star of the swap meet. We are off and running tonight. We are halfway through. We're talking holidays. Started getting to the things, you know, the swap meet each week talks about Chicago memorabilia you might have in your garage, might have stored away somewhere, or proudly displayed on your wall in your living room,
right,
somewhere along the line. And, you know, this is sort of fun. We hear about so many different things that come through, but we wanted to do kind of a holiday thing. It's interesting. There's a lot that people are calling in and texting. We'll get to you in just a second.
Right.
312-981-7200. One I thought about was, you know, I was kind of joking about ornaments, but, you know, those get passed down from generation
course,
to generation to generation. You know, some of those that might be at the bottom, they're worth something.
Of course, yeah. There's where they're called mercury glass, and a dozen of those can go upwards of $700.
What?
Yeah, so... we had a chance to look it up during the break, and I can't tell you individually, but like I said, we saw a few listings.
What makes mercury glass? Is it a different
type of
glass? Just
a vintage type of glass, or what they made the ornament out of, I guess. I don't think it was so much a brand. It was the actual type of glass had mercury in it, I guess. I don't know.
So the actual money that you is from the government trying to get all this stuff before it, you know. Hurt you.
Yep, and we poison our homes with them.
All right, let's get 312-981-7200. Let's go to Laura. Laura, what do you want to brag about, Laura?
Hi, Laura.
I'm not sure if I want to brag about it. I'm puzzled because my sister passed away and she left me with two Frederick Cooper lamps.
Right.
Frederick Cooper was a very famous manufacturer of lamps in Chicago in the 20s. And they've been unopened, unused, and I've just kept them in storage. It's a crisscross lamp. It's a pair of them. I guess they're in the White House, and they've been featured in Architectural Digest.
Wow.
And I have no idea how to sell them. I'm not interested in making a lot of money. I just want a win-win. Somebody that would love them, and I could at least get a fair price for them.
You're just looking for a home for these
lamps. Where to go.
Right. Well, I think you'll be happy to hear. We looked up during the break, and some of them have gone used for upwards of $700. So if you got them new in the box, I think you've got something really nice there.
Ooh, we got a winner.
And you might want to have somebody sell them for you or...
Laura, I'll sell them for you. You sell them to me for like 10 bucks. And then I'll take them out of the box and I'll just put them here in the studio next to the weird Scrooge that's still moving.
Right, it's going to move until...
It's scary.
Yep.
No, but it sounds good, Laura. That could be a winner. I mean, if they're new and
something.
What you're talking about, Greg says.
What do I do with them? I don't want to put them on eBay. I don't want to mail them. I've put them on Craigslist and they're not selling.
Well,
I have no idea.
You could
what
put
to
them on eBay. Just do a local pickup. You know, just say you're not going to ship them, and there's a box you can check for local pickup only, and then you'll just have to sell them someone locally. And then if you have no luck there. I don't think you're going to get more on Craigslist, to be honest. You'll probably sell them, but not for more, you know, than what you would get on eBay.
All right.
You
thank
have to
you
find
much.
Someone who's
so
versed in eBay for you.
Staring down maybe $1,000 and so dejected for the work, Laura. Come on.
All right. Thank you. Happy holidays.
Same to you.
Thank
you for listening.
I love it. It's fun to get the formula down for mm-hmm. the people who call in for the swap meet. They say, I got this great thing. And you're like, yeah, it's pretty great. And they're like, but how do I sell,
right,
sell
right.
it?
It's got to be
like, they almost want
500
you to do
grand
it.
Or something.
Yeah, they want you to do it pro bono.
Right.
Right? You're giving it. You're, right. What Greg gives you at home is the encouragement.
Right.
The motivation to say, hey, you can get something for this.
There's no free rides.
Get
you know? You
off gotta... your bum.
Yep.
630 says, Marshall Field's annual gold ornaments. My uncle has them all.
Wow.
Well, I don't
yeah,
know
I mean, Marshall
means.
Fields
like
alone.
I have an image in my head of like just a garage full of like gold balls.
Right.
And you're just like, he's got them all.
Yep.
He has every ball possible. That's... And you swim through it like it's a McDonald's ball
right.
pit.
Right.
No, I.
It's an adult ball pit, yeah.
Of ornaments.
Right.
Yeah, so I mean, I guess. I mean, you're going to get a lot of Marshall Fields stuff, right?
Yeah, Fields obviously did it up for Christmas, so there's a lot of that out there.
I got a question for you, Greg. If you know, like every year, Marshall Fields and even Macy's now, they do these windows, right? Mm-hmm. This is a fame thing here in Chicago and New York and everywhere.
Right.
I would assume that, though, like when they have that stuff that's in the windows, and maybe it's a train set, it's a small world after all, or whatever is going happening in those windows,
right.
They go and put those somewhere. You know, when it's not Christmas and they put them downstairs or something and then they don't use them next year because it's a one-time thing, I would assume those things get sold off or possibly people who work at the store get
probably,
a piece of those. Are those worth anything?
I would think so. And I would think Macy's or Fields, they reused a lot of that. You know, I mean, this type of animated stuff would get pulled out almost every year and then they would just kind of add to it with the newer stuff. But yeah, like you said, it's probably given to employees. Yeah, you know, they get first dibs on it when they're
and
not
it's hard to have any sort of frame of reference.
Yeah,
of whether or not that stuff can sell.
Right, and
I'm always interested in what happens with like this thing is still moving.
It's going to move. It's going to keep
this
moving.
This animatronic Scrooge.
1992. They made stuff the last
thing. Look at it. Hey, look at this thing.
Yeah.
He just keeps moving. Marley, the chains are on me. Speaking of Scrooge, tomorrow the Christmas Carol.
I know.
Here on
I'm
WGN
looking
Radio.
Forward to it.
I'm playing Bob Cratchit.
That's what I heard earlier in the week.
That.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I went for Scrooge. You know, yeah. I'm a little disappointed. I'm just hoping that the chemistry between Scrooge, who's played by Bill Leff.
I heard, yes.
You know, because we have to have chemistry. So I have to put all that behind me.
Okay.
You know, I can't right. I can't bring right. that to the stage.
But you're a professional.
I'll rise above it. Right. I'll rise above it. Right. 847 says, old banjo barometers have two beautiful wood condition about 3 foot tall from 1930s or 40s.
Hmm.
What is a banjo barometer?
I look that one up. But,
all right, we'll look at that in the break.
Yeah.
We'll take a break and see. What, they said 3 foot tall from the 30s or 40s.
Okay.
312-981-7200. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back and we'll wrap up Swap Meet. If you want to get in, you want to brag about some Chicago memorabilia, some holiday memorabilia, now's your chance. 312-981-7200. We'll be back. It's a swap meet here on 720 WGN, the last one of 2016. A holiday version as we sort of go through some of the memorabilia and junk that you have surrounding the holidays, which, you know, we've kind of gone through an animatronic Scrooge, some ornaments that are mercury glass, which sounds...
dangerous.
Yeah, carcinogenic
right.
in some form. We've talked about some of the ornaments that you can find at the Marshall Fields, Macy's, other places. Some other things we just talked about in the break. 847 said an old banjo barometer, he sent a picture as well, two beautiful wood condition about 3 foot tall from the 30s or 40s. You looked it up. What do you got?
Yeah, they're between $50 and $300 is what I'm saying sold.
Yeah, when it's, that doesn't seem like it. I mean, it seems like that's what you would pay to get one of those.
Right, and if it's, you know, it's probably worth just holding on to then.
I would speak for 847, say when that gets to $1,000, ping me.
Right.
You know?
Put them on the mailing list.
Greg, as we sort of, you know, think about the holiday season, one thing I'm fascinated by is, of course, Rogue One comes out tonight, the new Star Wars movie. Now it's a holiday tradition that there's a Star Wars movie
every Christmas.
Christmas.
Right.
Thank you, Disney.
Right.
But I'm interested because I think about, when I think of collectors and junk and memorabilia, I think of Star Wars. I think of all the X-Wing fighters and Darth Vader. Is that stuff still going? I mean, is there a point where you're like, okay, enough of Luke Skywalker?
Right.
We've got, like, there's the late 70s toys
that
we
the
all
70s
had.
Star Wars stuff is huge.
Still?
Yeah.
Really?
I mean, I just for grins pulled up, you know, Kenner Star Wars action figures, and I mean, just one can be over $1,000 just for
Come
one.
On.
Yeah, I saw a lot of them opened, you know, no longer with the cardboard backing, $5,200 for, I don't know, 82 figures opened and played with. You
what?
Know, it's just crazy.
So, if you have one, I mean, because I would assume a lot of people in listening range right now have a Lando Calrissian or a Han Solo action figure. It might be a little bit beat up, but at the same time, it's worth something. If they're getting $5,200 for out of the box.
Right. If I find anything 70s like Kenner or Star Wars, I usually grab it if I can afford
it.
Is
there like just a bum rush for it?
Yeah. They're usually, it's the featured item when they post their pictures for the estate sale. It's usually, you know, next to mom's great furniture, and then there's this Star Wars figure, you know, and it's in a featured picture. It's kind of weird to see
that stuff.
Yeah, and it's funny how, yeah, I try to tell people, buy two of it. If you buy like a toy that you think might be collectible, buy two of them, one to play with and one to pack away.
Oh, man.
You know, so.
I had the Millennium Falcon, you know, the hot toy of the late 70s, and I just ran that thing. Yep. It looks like the Millennium Falcon that was in A Force Awakens.
Right.
You know, I
picked up a few of those opened, and they still get like $50-$60, even beat up. I mean, beat up, because people need it for
knockoff,
the parts.
There's a lot of knockoff toys. Yeah. If you go to Target right now, even for Rogue One, there'll be a bunch of like, it's a Millennium Falcon, but it's smaller.
Right.
And it's like, just seems like, so really it's Kenner. That's what you really got to be looking for.
Right. You want this, you know, for the big money, the 70s Kenner brand Star Wars stuff was the hot ticket. Obviously, after the first trilogy, I guess, after that, you know, they made so much that the value just, it doesn't really go up. I mean, it's still collectible. Some of it can be high, but as far as a sure bet, you want the 70s Kenner brand, you know, stuff. That's pretty much a sure bet. That is big money.
What about Nian Numb? He was a, he was this assistant pilot to Lando in Return of the Jedi. I feel like I had that guy.
Right.
That guy's not worth anything.
Yeah, can't tell you off.
Darn it. It's the one guy I kept.
I know. We're going to find something that you have is worth a lot of money.
I hope so. Yeah. I hope one of these days that's the case.
And it's probably like a pen or something, like in your cup on your desk that you just don't even think about, but that, you know.
It is funny because, you know, a friend of mine just gave me a beer, a Lagunitas beer with a W on it.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I heard they were doing
so
limited.
Like maybe in like 10 or 15 years, we'll be doing that. And so that means that Pete Zimmerman, you can't drink that. I gave it to Pete.
I'm very excited
that you're going to drink it.
No, that you gave that to me. Yeah.
That's awesome. Pack that away.
Because when they did that, it was like a big thing, and I had to go. Like I went to the tap room like the day that I saw that. I'm like, I need the W beer, and the guy's like, no, you idiot! It's like a golden ticket. It comes, you know, we have a few that we've in various six packs.
I had no idea. See, my naivete plays to your favor, Pete. If I knew it was worth something,
I'm gonna retire on this.
I would have, I would have called the swap meet tonight and been like, well, hello, I've got the W Lagunitas. But you know what happens with those beers? You know, like when you keep a bottle, like I kept a beer for a long time. It was in 1996. I think we might have talked about this. I covered the Democratic National Convention, and there was like a craft beer was a fledgling thing here in Chicago, and there was these guys that were making like Democratic Convention beer. And so on it was like a donkey or, you know, like that, or an elephant, whatever it is, you know, and it was like I kept it on my desk for 20 years, right? I mean, I left that place and that was, and it did something, like the beer got gross, like it fermented and you could see it in the bottle and I'm like, this ain't worth anything. Like there's just like, I don't know what's going to happen at Lagunitas. It's just going to go, and then what's going to happen? They're going to go, well, it's a great label, but it's on this crappy beer. I don't know what to tell you. It's worth $5.
Yeah. I collect, you know, like Billy Bear and some of those, I collect those whenever I can find them. I take them. Yeah.
Actually like full beers.
Yeah. They're full. Never been open. I throw them in my box of stuff, you know, I don't know.
For a long time, I had, and this was, it kind of bounced from roommate to roommate. It was a can of chipped beef. from like okay. from World War II.
All right.
It was like a barbecue delightful, I think it was called, something like that.
Okay.
And it was funny because my mom, when I was in college, she gave it to me like in a care package. Like, I don't know where she got it. And wow. I press her on it. She's like, well, I don't know. And it was like, we pulled it out and we're like, this is like World War II rations type stuff.
Wasn't that how Spam was invented?
Yeah. We're like, we're not touching this thing. So we just kept it and we just passed it on from person to person, to house. It was like a housewarming gift.
There you go.
And we just kept doing it. And I don't know where it ended up, but it started to like, even at one point, like it started to like either discolor like the label or it started to like maybe ooze.
Right.
I think it might have been an
the
ooze
container
situation.
Might have
so I was like, no way. Yeah. I don't know how you can keep anything that's perishable for it to actually have any sort of worth.
My mind goes to maybe that was like a pink elephant or white elephant gift or something.
Yeah, right.
And that's how it was passed down all these generations. Now we think it's collectible and that's why we're passing it down.
Yeah.
I guess. I don't know.
And the last thing, you know what the, I mean, you probably, the last thing I'll say for the swap meet as we wrap up is you do have these sort of white elephant gift exchanges that are happening.
Right.
Okay. So there's, inevitably there's going to be someone who is like, oh, I'm just going to grab this and, oh, it's real nice. It's a blah, blah, blah. I mean, this is, might be a good place for you to keep your eye on if you're someone playing this game for things that might be possibly collectibles as opposed to just junk.
Mm-hmm. Right, and, you know, albums, funny albums make good white elephant gifts. You know, get that Menudo album or Andy Gibb album or something. You know, those, and hopefully that will save vinyl. On top of what's already being helped to save vinyl.
But well, last night I was talking, you know, I went over to my wife's Christmas party, and they did a white elephant right when I was leaving because I came back to do the show. And my son was there. You know, he was the only kid.
Okay.
And there's the office she works in has a couple of, you know, kids that are probably in their 20s.
Okay.
You know, like, and they're gifts. So a kid in the 20s, like, his ironic gift was Play-Doh.
Oh.
Like, he's just like, yeah, give it up. That's what I brought. Okay.
No imagination.
But
right.
The best part was that my 9-year-old son was there. So he's like, oh. Like, it's like he lost the irony. And when it got to, they let him play. And. And when it got to him, he's like, I'll take the Play-Doh.
Right, right. You get to swap, right.
Yep. I thought that was great. He's like, well, it actually became practical. This was a joke, irony, ironic gift that became practical. His 9-year-olds are playing the gift exchange.
I was afraid you were going to say it was like adult-themed
white
Play-Doh. Elephant stuff.
Yeah, right.
Not Play-Doh. But.
Greg, happy holidays to you.
Thank you so much.
So
it's
what happens
great.
In the holidays? Does the whole sort of... DuPage Picker, the swap meets and the flea markets, did they slow down?
It's basically estate sale season until spring. So if you just go to estatesales.net, they're listed on there.
Do they do them around the holidays? Or
yeah, there's a ton this week if you want to do
really?
Something. Yeah, they usually start Thursday through Sunday. Some can start earlier in the week, but there's a lot listed there. And you'll see me, if you ever see one that's kind of hoarderish, you'll see me at those because I love to just fill a box and they don't even price everything. They just say, oh, get out of here with that. You know, you're not buying a desk. Get out of here with that box, you know.
Well, I think 2017 is the year that we accompany you on a trip.
To,
Pete and I will come with and we'll put a microphone and we'll do something early in January, February.
Yeah, that would be great.
Estate sales with Greg Flam at DuPage Picker on Twitter and Facebook. The swap meet moving from Thursdays to Wednesdays in 2017, still at 10 o'clock, 312-981-7200. Greg, happy holidays. Thanks for coming
in. Thank you. Same to you guys. Thank you.